أربعة للبودكاست.
How is it that some people always seem to be able to generate new ideas and think creatively, and others seem to struggle to do so? The answer lies in their ability to use creative thinking. On the face of it, creativity seems like a skill useful only to artists, designers, writers, or marketers. Truth is, creative skills are indispensable for all professionals. Creativity is what drives innovation and progress. Hello, this is Hanan Dahri and welcome to Skill Up Startup Podcast produced by Arba Network for Podcasts. Albert Einstein defined creativity as the capacity to see and think beyond the perspectives of others. It's essential for problem solving and innovation in entrepreneurship, especially for business growth, so that creative thinkers are able to look at things in a new and come up with solutions no one previously thought of. Regardless of whether you view yourself as a creative type or not, you can learn some useful skills and techniques which will enable you to tap into that creative right brain thinking and bring a new perspective to innovation, problem solving, and managing change. Before we move on to examples of creative thinking skills and how to use them in your workplace or in your business and how to show them off in the job search, one thing to keep in mind. There is two terms that people often conflate are creative and critical thinking skills. But these are not the same. Creative thinking means you can come up with new ways to think about the surrounding world in order to make something innovative. However, critical thinking can be described as thinking about thinking. It means you can understand the way your perception works in order to identify flaws in your reasoning and avoid biases. Move now to principles of creativity. Every person is creative and capable of creativity. Within every individual, creativity is a function of three main principles. Those three functions are principle of creativity in your life, job, business, and so on. Those are expertise, creative thinking skills, and motivation. Let's start by expertise in creativity. Expertise includes the knowledge of a person. It means intellectual knowledge, practical knowledge, and technical knowledge are all combined. Frequently, it talks about all the knowledge an individual has in a specific field. Expertise and creativity have a close relationship. While it's not vital to have the creativity to reach expertise in one's field, the opposite tends to be true. Creativity commonly does demand some degree of expertise. For example, in music tutoring, a certain set of skills is necessary to be in place to flourish as a tutor, such as musicality, music knowledge, instrument playing skills, people skills, planning, assessment, and classroom management. Expertise includes everything that a person knows and can do it in the broad field of his or her work, knowledge, and technological capability. Creative thinking directs how you approach issues and answers. The ability to put current ideas together in renewed combinations. The skill itself relies quite a bit on personality as well as on how someone thinks and walks. Expertise and creative thinking are the entrepreneur's basic materials or natural resources. Expertise is very field-specific. To become an expert, one needs to learn or perform in a field, usually for a relatively long time, although that differs by field. And there is a small logic to expect that one's hard work acquiring expertise in a given field will move readily to other fields. Let's move now to creative thinking in creativity. Creative thinking is one of the vital educational outcomes in the 21st century. Because the world's economic development is now more innovation-driven, creative thinking is categorized as a high-order skill and can be seen as a continuous of basic skills. The capability of creative thinking is useful for creating an idea or finding an alternative solution about a problem that occurs in day-to-day life. So, creative thinking is described as the act of generating solutions to issues with the power of imagination and logic. It's a capability of the mind striving to find solutions to some of life's questions. In a dynamic and transforming world, the challenges of people are not static. They take on unique forms and demand a deep understanding of the creative process. Glorifying the achievements of great investors was not necessarily by accident, but a byproduct of in-depth creative thinking that has produced the visible products we see and enjoy today. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, the Wright brothers, Ford, Rockefeller, and so on have all at one time pursued the path of creative thinking. It's critical to know that we live in a thinker's world. Creative thinking is associated with how one approaches a problem or a problematic situation. It's basically thinking outside the box, meaning having a new outlook on something routine. In fact, creative thinking is a function of four compounds. Those compounds are originality, flexibility, fluency, and elaboration. Yes, the creative thinking equation is originality plus flexibility plus fluency plus elaboration. Let's find out about those four compounds of creative thinking. Started by originality. Originality is the capability to think creatively in an attractive way. The word originality comes from a Latin origin meaning source. When you think creatively, you come up with novel, original ideas. The second compound is flexibility. The word flexibility comes from a Latin origin meaning pliant, easily bent. When you have to adjust or bend your thinking about something normal and common, you can discover creative ideas that are unfamiliar and unique. Moving to fluency. Fluency is the capacity to communicate many valid ideas as much as possible. This captures the capability to come up with many various ideas quickly. This is calculated by the total number of ideas generated. About elaboration now. Elaboration means to describe something in more significant detail. It comes from a Latin word meaning to work out. Strong entrepreneurs elaborate ideas with detailed information. Weak entrepreneurs are insufficient and general. You need to keep in mind that creative thinking is originality plus flexibility plus fluency plus elaboration. Moving now to the third principle of creativity, which is motivation. Yes, motivation is the driving force behind a person. It is the passion that forces us person to form any action or behavior or support such behaviors as well. Motivation is a significant part of any individual's work environment. It truly represents the success of any endeavor. Creativity, it's not a comfortable process. It needs effort and hard commitment. If the individual lacks motivation, he or she may give up easily without satisfactory effort. And the shortage of outcomes can be blamed on a lack of creativity. But if somebody is truly motivated and performs toward his difficulties, a creative solution can always be achieved. But how to apply creative thinking in business? Stay tuned. There are many ways that creative thinking can be developed and applied in your own business. I will give you five. First of all, put your thinking hat on. What does it mean? Creative thinking is about bringing divergent and convergent thinking together. Divergent thinking is finding many answers to a problem. And techniques such as brainstorming and mind mapping are effective in mapping out the mundane, eliminating them, and then starting to see a new connection and patterns. Convergent thinking, on the other hand, is finding the single best answer to a problem. De Bono's Six Thinking Hats is one such technique where one person or different team members have clearly defined hats or roles, which can be switched around to look at the same situation from different perspective. It's a great parallel thinking technique applied in business and organizations to find the unique solution. The second way to apply creative thinking in business is to iterate. Yes, creative thinking is fundamentally a cyclic, not linear process. The key is to be flexible and adapt the solution to the problem, so to speak, rather than force a solution. Iterative thinking accounts for unpredictable user behavior and patterns by adapting the approach and at any stage of the process, being non-judgmental and open-minded to possibilities and opportunities. The third way to apply creative thinking is to be positive. Yes, be positive. When we are happy, content, and engaged, then the imagination network that involves areas deep inside the prefrontal cortex and temporal lobe, it's a magical explanation, is fired. It's this positive state of mind that is the trigger for creative flow. The fourth way is daydream. Allow yourself the freedom to daydream. We have been so conditioned to believe that we are wasting time or not being productive when we sit idle, but it's exactly the opposite. The incubation of ideas can happen in these instances, and it's this that is the impetus of creative thought. The fifth way is to collaborate. While some researchers have stressed on the need to only find collaborators who are like-minded and partnership where there is no conflict whatsoever, I would disagree. It is as important sometimes to work with people who are not completely in agreement with you. It's the discussion, the strife, the opposing voice that can also help refine our own beliefs and values. An innovative entrepreneur identifies opportunities and creates value for their customers and clients. But innovation requires creativity. So how to use entrepreneurial creativity for innovation? As we said, creative and innovative entrepreneur can identify opportunities and create new value for their customer and clients. To be a creative and visionary entrepreneur, you must have the proper mindset. Becoming a creative and innovative entrepreneur requires combining both hemispheres of your brain. Creativity is a right brain process, while innovation is a left brain process. Therefore, you want to learn how to work with both hemispheres of your brain and keep a balance between the two. In today's day and age, we are accustomed and taught to use our left brain very efficiently. However, our right brain, the key to innovation, is missing from our curriculum. Entrepreneurship already requires you to be very efficient at using your left brain. Learning to use your right brain more efficiently will enhance your creativity. So you combine it with your innovations. Let's look at how you can be more creative to become both a creative and innovative entrepreneur. There are a few key things that you can do it to develop your entrepreneurial creativity. To be creative, you need to have a mindset open to growth, to be open to new ideas, to take risks. Yes, to take risks, but not forget the importance of planning also. To be passionate about what you do and to engage in right brain activities regularly. These activities include drawing, painting, playing music, creating music, reading, singing, games that requires imagination, and so on. These activities help you use your right brain, making you more creative as you do these things often. Last but not least, surround yourself with other creative and innovative people. This will help to stimulate your thinking and give you new ideas to work with. So, what can you gain from practicing the list above? Activities, drawing, singing, and so on. A whole lot practicing creativity in your life can lead you to be a better entrepreneur, and infusing creativity into your business makes you an innovative leader within your industry. There is many benefits of being a creative and innovative entrepreneur. You will be able to create new products or services that solve problems for people. Also, you'll be able to improve processes and make them more efficient. You will be able to find new markets for existing products and services. You will be able to create new jobs and to make a positive impact on society. And you will be able also to have a lot of fun and satisfaction in what you do. So thanks a lot for listening. That's all for this episode. And that's all also for this season of Skill Up Startup Podcast. It was an amazing experience with Arbaha. I hope that I will be with you next season. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into soft skills that you can improve it to help grow your business as well as your personality too. If you have also any suggestion in the next season, please feel free to send us your ideas. Try to be creative. And if you enjoyed the podcast and you'd like to help support it, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Hanan Dahri, as well as you can follow Arba'a Podcast too. Thanks again. Me, Hanan Dahri, was with you in preparing and presenting this episode, proofreading, directing, and sound engineering by Mr. Ahmed Meher. Inshallah, I will see you next season. Bye-bye.